Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. This is a bit late, but better late than never. I will say, as you know from the previous episode, finally have a proper microphone. And I was setting it up to record this episode, and I realized I've been doing it wrong. So upon realizing that, I was like, unbelievable, but okay, this is a lesson for another day. Let's just get things done. So here we are. Like I said, a bit late, but I'm finally caught up. The mental health series is up and done. The Halloween episode is done. And this is going up either on Tuesday or Wednesday, depending when I get it done. And I'm recording two episodes, so Monday's episode will be up and on time. That's a guarantee. I'm definitely getting my things together, which is part and parcel of what this exact episode is about. But we'll get to that. One update I did want to mention was, going forward, things are going to get a bit more professional, if I can put it that way. I'm definitely getting into a proper routine and schedule around my podcasting. I have been looking at alternative ways to podcast, and I don't mean do the podcast itself. I've definitely been looking at ways to just streamline the process. I mean, this took me so long to just set up a microphone. I mean, that's a waste of time. If I do it right the first time and then get it done, move on to the next step in the process, that is streamlining it, making it easier for myself. I'm recording more than one episode at a time, meaning I'm batching it, so that in the long run, I have episodes to edit, because that is the bulk of the work. Recording is faster, so I tend to just definitely want to get all of that out the way and rather spend time editing it much better. I do hope that it's been an improvement as of late. I did spend a lot of time on it, especially the mental health series, so I hope it is showing how much effort I am putting in. One thing I'm working on for next week is upping my Instagram game. It has been pathetic, so I know I definitely have to work on that. I'm going to be actually setting podcast goals. Like you all know, I said it last time, December, January, and February are my party months. So I kind of want to either set my goals for my podcast beginning of March or end of November going in for next year, because there's a whole bunch of things that are coming up and I want to just be prepared. Like I said, I have half-written scripts that I need to get done, and then I need to actually record and edit and upload. But I am getting better at this whole thing, so this is just me proving to myself that I can do this, I can stick with it, and I can make it work. I have also been getting up really early in the morning, and I'm talking literally 5:30. I get up, I exercise, I shower and get dressed for the day. Then I go downstairs and make breakfast and maybe read a book, maybe watch something, maybe just chill, do a meditation. I've definitely been upping my fitness and health. So I definitely, like I said last week, want to end the year strong, and that has been helping me. And it's been the most difficult change mentally to get over, but physically it's been surprisingly easy, because I'm not a morning person. We've done the podcast on that. We know I'm not a morning person. So for me to actually literally have my alarm wake me up at 5:30, literally roll out of bed, and then just move on to the next step in the process has been nothing short of a miracle, to be honest. But I'm definitely impressed with myself, and I do feel a slight change, especially positive going forward. That's all the updates I have for you. Let's get into the episode. So the title of this episode is Moving Along, and that is completely inspired by the song of 5 Seconds of Summer by the same name. And the song is about whichever one of the band members having this person in their life that they are constantly thinking about, and they constantly think, you know, is this person moving on without me? Are they doing things? And at one point in the song, the guy is talking about, you know, he's sitting alone at home eating breakfast and he's wondering, is this person doing the same thing? So it's kind of sparked a thought in my mind, like, how often do we do that with other things and not do anything about it? So do we sit and think about things but never actually follow through? I did say I get up at 5:30 in the morning. Are you someone who's like, oh, I wish I could get up at that time, and then just never do anything about it? That is one of the topics I'm going to be exploring in this episode. Another one is forgiveness and honestly moving forward. But that is essentially the topic of this episode. Another reason I wanted to bring this up was because 2020 has been one hell of a year. And we are all just eager to move on and move forward and move past it. But one thing we all need to do before the year is up: A, look at what we have done for the past few months, and B, honestly look at ourselves and what we want to do going forward. So this is actually going to be linked to next week's podcast. So this is basically part one, and we're just going to discuss where we are right now. So let's get into that. Before we can start setting goals for next year, imagining what our life is going to be like, planning exactly what we want to do and where we want to be, we need to not only look presently where we are, we need to look back at where we were. So first things first, grab a pen and paper, open up notes, whatever method you prefer, get that out and write things down, because it's going to get in depth, or save this podcast for later and do it then. But look back at these past few months and take stock. Don't worry if it's negative things, positive things. They are just things. You can judge them later. It is coming, trust me. But just write them down. So look pre-COVID what you were doing, where you were. Look during this COVID period and everything that led up to where you are now. For me, pre-COVID, terrible health. Pre-COVID, stressing about work. Pre-COVID, I don't even remember, it was so long ago. But honestly, like, there was a lot of things pre-COVID, me not happy. During COVID, I got a job just pre-COVID, and then during COVID, lockdown happened and I was fortunate enough to be able to work from home. I currently am still working from home, so blessing in disguise. But that's something that has changed for me, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I did have a discussion with my boss, and I will be hopefully working from home going forward. So that is definitely a positive for me. Something negative was that my health took a turn end of May, if I'm not mistaken. Once again, everything feels so long ago, but that is the reality of it. My health was bad pre-COVID, and I was working on it. COVID hit, lockdown hit, we couldn't leave the house, it went downhill. I was hospitalized, and now my health is much, much better because of that health scare. So, turning that negative into a positive and highlighting that silver lining. But look how these things applied to you. Has your mental health taken a dive? Has it improved? Because you have to maybe spend more time meditating when you're at home. Do you go out more often because you are tired of being cooped up? Write down everything positive, negative. Have you achieved something? Have you not achieved something? Write those things down, because that's going to give you a foundation of who you were then, who you are now, and what you wanted to achieve in this period that you didn't. Because reflection is the first part of goal setting. You need to look back. What did you do? What were your pitfalls? Did you change up your routines? Did that work or not? That is crucial information. So write everything down. Once you've written everything down, look at it subjectively. You don't want to judge yourself harshly, because we need to learn to be more kind to ourselves. You know, you need to think of yourself as your own best friend. Would your bestie come up to you and be like, you did not do A, B, and C, therefore you are a piece of crap, you are a terrible person, you don't deserve whatever you wanted? Would you tolerate that from a friend, from someone who supposedly cares about you? No, honey, no. We don't play those games. Being kind to yourself and learning to be like, I didn't achieve this, it's fine. I'm sad about it, I'm upset about it. Go through whatever emotions you need to go through. There's no shortcut to getting this done. So look at that list, feel all those emotions one by one, bring them up. For example, I didn't get to run my marathon at the beginning of the year because COVID hit and we couldn't do it. I was sad and I was upset, but it is what it is. I understood and I accepted that for the betterment of everyone else, we couldn't be in a group and do it, and that's fine. Another thing was that I lost my fitness routine beginning of lockdown because there were no gyms open, we didn't have equipment here at home, all sorts of pathetic excuses. But that is understandable. It's something beyond my control. I needed to accept that I chose to not pull out my yoga mat and do something. I chose to not do that. And yes, I was upset with myself, but I accept that and I'm moving on to the next thing. I'm in a better place now. Do that for everything on your list and let those emotions run free. I achieved getting my mental health series. I achieved buying a microphone. I'm much better off in my podcasting routine, and those are things I'm proud of. I've upgraded and moved around a lot of things in my home, in my life, and in personal capacities that I don't speak about often, but those are things that I'm very, very proud of. So make a list of those things, feel those emotions from that list, and acknowledge them and say, I feel you, thank you, next, and move on, and get through your entire list, because like New Year's resolutions, you can't just write them down, put them in your closet, and hope they're going to just magically manifest themselves. You need to put in the work. Same thing. You can't just write down this list, look at it, and be like, so that happened, scrunch it up, throw it away, and move on with your life. They will still be there in the back of your mind. You need to bring them up, deal with them, and then gently send them on their way. Sometimes a harsh kick, sometimes a gentle nudge, but you need to feel it. Accept it, move on. Even if it's a negative feeling, you gotta get through that. Ignoring it will not make it go away. And it also won't make you feel better because it'll still fester in the back of your mind. So, get through that one. I will say that dealing with it can sometimes be difficult because a lot of times it's things we could control. You can't control what race you're born into. You can't control where you're born. There's a lot of things you can't control that are beyond yourself. You don't choose your nationality, your parents, anything like that. You were born into what you were born into. However, there are choices you can make. And sometimes you can be upset about those choices in the long run. Like with me, highly upset I didn't run my marathon, but I'm even more upset over the fact that I didn't stick to my exercise routine at the beginning of COVID. It's something that I could have changed. It was well in my control, but I chose to not do anything about it. So I've had to accept it and move on. Just because we know it's right doesn't mean we actually do it. So it can be a bit irritating to realize that, you know, if only I had just gotten up early and done that, or if only I had thought ahead and did this, and that's fine. But now you at least know a solution to a previous pitfall. You know, if I get up early, I can squeeze this in and get that done. You'll be surprised at how much free time you have when you look at it from a perspective of, I want to improve my life, where can I make time? It's not a pair of keys, you don't lose time. It's not a pair of keys, you don't just find it. You make time for the things that are important. For me, this one has been this podcast. I make time to write my scripts, I make time to edit, upload, think of things, find all sorts of interesting ways of phrasing things. And that is what I enjoy doing. I put in at least an hour every day, sometimes two on a weekend, per day on the weekend. So I'm putting in at least, what? How much is that? Five during the week and about four on a weekend. So I'm putting in just under 10 hours a week. Do you know how much TV I could binge with that 10 hours? But that's the beauty of it. I've had to ask myself, am I going to watch Fresh Prince again and binge three episodes which take me about an hour? Or am I going to put in that hour and edit a podcast or write a script or research some information? And you'll be amazed at how much time you actually put into something that you enjoy. It's not time that you're not going to see again. I can see all the hours in my podcast uploads, in my raw audio versus my edited audio, because honestly, what you guys get is about a third of what I actually record. So there's a lot of editing to do. I will get into that in a later podcast. I've already got it half planned, but you don't see the entire thing. It's literally like looking at a highlight reel. You don't see everything. So on that note, to the previous point, getting rid of bad habits and things like that, what you can do is go very Marie Kondo on it and just look back at what this habit was that you were maybe doing too much. You know, binge watching TV is not a bad thing. If you're doing it for 8 hours, that's a bit much. Like, you honestly have better things to do than watch 8 hours of TV, especially on a weekend. Like, sunlight, get out, get some sunshine, do your things. But this habit, look at things objectively. How much time do you spend here? How much time do you spend there? What are you doing? What aren't you doing? What would you like to do? And if you maybe find that you have a bad habit of rolling over, scrolling on Instagram first thing in the morning, and you don't want to do that habit anymore, find something to replace it, or find an alternative solution to that time gap that you will make. But don't necessarily just look at that habit and be like, you are bad, naughty, you have a bad habit, you gotta go. No, like Marie Kondo says, thank it for what it's done for your life and then say goodbye. Me, heavy procrastinator, which is why my podcast is literally uploaded on a Monday first thing in the morning, because I don't like to waste time on a Sunday. Sunday is my first day of the week. That is literally my first day of the week. I prep everything on a Sunday and it's a very intense day, but it's very chill. So I do everything very slowly on a Sunday. And if my podcast is ready to be uploaded and I can just upload it, write my description, move on with life, things are much easier for me because I have that, you know, monkey off my back. But I had a point. I promise you I had a point. I just lost my train of thought for a sec because I had my mom laughing. This habit that you have, replace it with something good, but don't treat it like it's an evil ex that you just never want to see again. Thank it for what it's brought into your life, because even if you had it for a short time, it did bring something to you. If whether it was a literal physical thing, so maybe you decided you wanted to do yoga, you bought a yoga mat, you never used it, but it's there. Thank it, pass it on, or actually just use it and make proper use of it. Things like watching too much TV. Yes, it brought you entertainment, but it also made you realize how much free time you have to actually do something better with. Thank it for that. Maybe cut down on TV, not cancel it completely. We aren't crazy people, but find a way to thank whatever habit that was for what it brought to your life, even temporarily, and then say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Party's over. Goodbye. Sometimes we have people in our lives who are only there for a season. They're only there for a little while, and then we move on and they no longer almost apply to our lives. And saying thank you for your friendship for however long it lasted, but I think it's best we just part ways, is something that you may need to do, whether it's someone who's toxic or someone who's just lingering. Like, you have these people that just linger in your lives that you like occasionally like chat to, but not all the time. And that can be a difficult thing to do, but I think for some finality within yourself, it's a good idea. I'm just a very spacey friend. My friend knows this. All the people in my life know this. Like, I will be looking at you and then just zone out completely, which is my bad. It's my Piscean nature. They get it. When I do speak to people, I try to be fully engaged, especially if they're like friends that I don't get to talk to often. I always try and like engage a lot. If not, I'm just running around like a chicken with my head cut off as per usual, but I'm getting better at that. Maybe kick bad habits and bad people out of your life. Rather have a smaller circle of people if you want to, because it's better to have a few people in your life that you can trust to have your back than have so many people. If you get stabbed, you don't know who's responsible. So just, that's something to keep in mind. Speaking of stabbing people in the back, if someone does harm you, not literally, but more of an emotional kind of wound, forgive them and move on. And that sounds very like, how dare you? You don't know what this person did to me. I don't. But I'm not asking them what they did. I'm not asking you how bad has this person wronged you. I'm saying forgive them. Not for them, for yourself. Because the way I see it, someone who's wronged you is essentially them coming up to you and giving you a warm piece of coal in your hand and then walking away. You standing there with this burning piece of coal in your hand, festering. So you standing there, your hand is burning, it's scarring, it's in pain, and you are just angry. The moment you decide to forgive that person, that coal drops out of your hand. And you can assess the damage, you can see what needs to be done in order to fix it, and bandaged and move on with your life. That person's already walked away, but you're still standing holding that piece of burning coal. And it's not an easy thing to do. I have people that I still hold grudges against, and Lord knows, if I had to take over St. Peter's job and stand at those pearly gates, not many people would have the criteria to walk on through. So, I know it's not an easy thing that I'm asking, but forgive those people, not for them. Like I said, they've given you the piece of coal and they've walked away. How long you choose to hold onto that grudge and to hurt yourself is a choice you make. You forgive them for yourself so that you can move on and be a better person. So that you can do more with your life instead of constantly thinking about, you know, I'm eating breakfast right now. I bet that person's probably eating breakfast too. And then you just hate them. And then you hate breakfast. And then your day's ruined. No! Forgive them and move on. Because there's nothing worse than seeing someone you despise live the best life. So why not be that person? Forgive them, move on, don't hold a grudge, and feel like you're walking on sunshine because you don't have all these heavy things holding you back. You're just like, you are so unimportant to me that I've already moved on from what you've done. You think I'm still... Wait. You think I'm still holding a grudge against you for what you did then? I've moved past it. Is there nothing worse than someone coming up to you and being like, oh, do you remember when this happened? It's like, have we not moved past that? Are you that childish? Like, what's going on? Move on for yourself so that you can start your healing process. This is when you need to be selfish. This is about you and what's best for you. Take the time and figure yourself out. You are who's important and you need the right motivation. Doing things for revenge is never, firstly, satisfying, but secondly, is never the right motivation. You want to do things so that the end result is a positive thing, not so that the end result is a negative thing. You don't want to look good so that you can be like, oh, I look better than you, because that victory is going to be very hollow and very short-lived. You want to look good for yourself. You want to be happy with who you are, and that just looks different for everyone. So figure out what you want and then go for that. A lot of times, the difference between actually succeeding in a goal and failing in this goal that you have set for yourself is the motivation behind the goal. If you do something out of spite or anger or revenge, chances are it's not gonna end well. But if you do it for the right motivations for yourself, chances are you're gonna succeed better than you even thought of. Think about that. So this episode took a bit of a dark-ish turn at the end, but I kind of liked it. I don't know why. The idea behind this was to actually just reflect on this past few months. Like I said, this is essentially the last month of my year. Or not last month, but last, like, productive month of my year before we go into my unofficial party season. So I wanted to definitely just look back on what's been happening and, you know, what we have been doing. One thing I want to say is the long and short of this whole thing was, look back on the year, look at what you did right, look at what you did wrong, and figure out how to navigate it so that you don't fall in the same hole next lap. That's about it. Figure out what you did previously so that you can kind of do better next time. Or maybe just research better. But that's it. The song of this week is Moving Along by 5 Seconds of Summer. It is a... There are no words. It is an incredible song of a really amazing album, and I'm just blown away by it. There are quite a few really nice songs on the album, but yeah, this isn't a promo for them. Thank you for listening. I hope you have enjoyed it, and have a good day. Love you. Bye.